From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive today, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We are concluding the month of February, in which we have taken our four podcasts this month to discuss different areas of the idea of love. We have talked about how to be romantic on a budget. We've talked about the meaning of the Greek word agape in one of our devotional podcasts. And we've shared a few simple ways to show respect to your spouse last week. But as we close out this month of February, I want us to have a very short, but also hopefully very practical podcast that will help us all think about one way we can show respect not only to our spouse, but also respect to other people. It's the concept that I've heard described both in writing and in different lessons as bouncing your eyes. Let me illustrate what I mean. Leah and I were at a mall once, 3 or 4 years ago, and I can honestly say that until it was pointed out to me by her, I did not notice that a very scantily clad girl, we'll call her a young woman, was in front of us, several feet in front of us. But what Leah and I both did notice, however, was the reaction she got from a man standing along one of the walls. To say that he drunk in the moment, well, that would be far more than an understatement. This was a lot more than just a glance that simply noticed that she was walking by. You can use your imagination to see his eyes as she walked by and how he just kept staring as she kept on walking. Did I mention, by the way, that this man, who was probably about my age, was holding his infant son? But here's the thing. It wouldn't have mattered if this man had been my age, younger, older. That's not what makes the difference here. It doesn't make any difference if he was holding a baby or a toddler or had his teenage boy beside him. That doesn't make any difference here. What makes the difference here is this younger girl was not his spouse. This was highly disrespectful of this man's spouse. And obviously, even though the girl had dressed in such a way as to attract this kind of attention, it was in many ways disrespectful even of her. He was treating her by these very leering looks as an object, rather than as a lady or a woman who had a soul. But I want us all to ask, when I see one who is beautiful, who is handsome, maybe even we might use the word attractive, walking by or coming nearby, do I just keep leering or do I bounce my eyes? We all know the statement of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount concerning adultery, but I want us to hear it again. He stated in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." The key to that passage, as it's recorded from the English Standard Version from which I just read, is the phrase, "with lustful intent." Hear it again, "whoever looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." You see, our Creator wired us with an innate sense of an appreciation for beauty. There are several in Scripture who are even described for their physical beauty. We're even told that Bathsheba was very beautiful. But going to that account in 2 Samuel chapter 11, as has been pointed out many, many times before, David should not have kept his eyes leering at her. To appreciate beauty is one thing, but then my eyes need to bounce elsewhere to keep from seeing things and ultimately to keep from thinking thoughts about another person that should only be reserved for my spouse. I think this teaching needs to be a warning and a lesson for all of us. Even if you are not married, there is only one person in this world that you need to allow your eyes to drink in, if you please, and only then does that need to happen when you're married. Maybe you choose never to get married. Maybe you're listening to this podcast and you're single. Then there is no one in this world that you need to look at in that way. We also need to remember that this command is not limited by where we are. For example, if I'm on the computer, do I leer at the physical body of someone who is not my spouse? And it doesn't just have to be what was often described as hardcore pornography. How many men and women spend time during the day leering at pictures of a celebrity, an athlete, an actor, an actress, and drink in that person's physical appearance through blogs, through Instagram, and through other things online, when their mind should be steadfastly set only on his or her spouse? I know that if you go to certain places, it's difficult to find anywhere to look where there is not immodesty or where even there are just a lot of attractive people. And maybe this is something with which you greatly struggle. That's fine to admit. But it might mean, well, it might mean you have to look at your shoes a lot. It might mean you even have to change some of your favorite places to go. In other words, it might take some radical steps. And that's exactly what Jesus continued with in Matthew chapter 5 when he spoke about tearing off a hand or tearing out our eyes and that being worth it to enter life than to go into hell fully and whole. In other words, it's worth removing some things. It's worth doing things that are difficult. But it all begins with that very simple step of bouncing your eyes. When you see someone who's attractive, someone who's beautiful, someone who's handsome, walking by, coming nearby, where do your eyes go? Do they leer at that person? That's very highly disrespectful to your spouse. In fact, the best place to bounce your eyes is right back to that wonderful person that God has placed in your life as your spouse. We want to thank you for being with us this week on A Legacy of Faith. We hope you've enjoyed these devotional podcasts. This is the last one we had scheduled in our experiment, but we've heard good comments, and we're going to continue this at least for a little while longer. Not every week. We're going to continue with the back and forth of the length of the podcast. But we greatly appreciate the feedback we've gotten in many different ways through comments and emails and elsewhere. We hope you'll be back with us again next week on the podcast. If you would take a moment, if you listen to the podcast through iTunes, please take a moment and give us a review and a rating there at iTunes. I know that sounds like we're begging for something, but it really does help us get the word out without really having to do anything, because iTunes uses those ratings and reviews in its search engine. As we said before, we don't know how it works, but it does work, and we appreciate that very much. If you would take just a moment, it takes just a few seconds to type up something there to tell us whether you like us or whether you don't. We appreciate you taking the time to give us an honest and good review. Remember, until next week on the podcast, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.